for communities to see that my child is a doctor. Yeah. What I find really interesting, right, yeah, is that when you go to Makola, there's so many market men who are there who have big businesses. They are selling biscuits, they are selling charcoal, they are selling this.
Yeah.
And with that business that they have in Makola, they will take their child through primary, through SHS, through the university. And when their child finishes university, they want their child to go and become a bank manager. They want their child to go and become a doctor instead of helping them grow their business and make it bigger.
You know what the problem is?
I'm
going to have to comment about this. Sometimes the kids don't want to do it.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, well, I mean, think about it. Think mm-hmm. about it. I just want you to think about it.
Yeah, mostly.
You have a parent that has pushed their child away from what they do. Away. For about 15 years of the kid's life.
Right.
Basically, every programming has been to not be like me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think is going to happen at the end of the graduation? They are not going to
come. Exactly. Yeah. And that is where I think the problem is. So it goes back to, this is the promise that they were given and the status that they will get. And so because of that, it affects the daily habits and the daily reactions. Because you are a father, so you know this. You know that like one thing you can say to your child today will affect them for the rest of their life.
Yes.
And so because of that, if they keep on building, just as you said, they keep on building on this thought that, hey, be a doctor, mommy, come and become a doctor for me. Come and become a doctor for me. And they don't cherish the business that they are doing, which is where I find it very like jarring. Like it's very confusing to me that you are doing this business and you are getting 500,000 CDs a month or 500,000 CDs at the end of the year, whatever it is. And you still look and you say your child should become a bank manager who won't be making as much. That is where my thing is. It's like, why can't you see through that?
You know, in our local dialect, Twi, one of the languages we have in Ghana, they call something cratching.
Cratching.
Yeah, and a rubber.
Yeah.
My parents, I think my mother didn't have a university degree.
Okay.
She struggles, in fact, to speak English. Mm. So her son, being a pharmacist and crutchy, is a vibe for her.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now, to even make it worse is when you travel abroad. Whether you are struggling or not, they don't care.
They don't care. Yeah.
No one really.
Yeah.
A banner, a day abroad. Boga. That's it.
Yeah.
You be boga.
Boga.
Now, I want you to take me back to the time when you were making that decision and what happened between you and your parents.
Okay. My dad and my mom, they love me. You know, like, I don't think it is ever, your parents don't ever love you. Like, when they bring you into the world, they love you. So they love me. So because of that, they care for me and they care what my future looks like. And so if I come to them and say something as scary as, I don't want to go to university, which is the path that everybody is going on, understandably, they were concerned. And so because of that, there was a lot of back and forth to some extent. I wouldn't say they didn't support me, but we had a lot of conversations, a lot of difficult conversations about this matter. Sometimes, you know, like, of course, it is Africa, so it's not just my parents. It's the people around too.
Yeah,
so you have people. And I don't even think the thing is that my parents don't want me to do what I want to do. I think sometimes it's like what other people will say about, you know. I think that is actually the challenge. And so it was hard for them to understand. But I promised them that, you know me, we've been in the house for 18 years. You know that when I set my mind to something, I'm going to do it. And one thing that my dad told me a year after this is that, when I said it and I came back from school, he saw me studying. He saw me, like, I'm finished with SHS. A week later, I was studying, trying to figure out how to create content and all these kind of things. And then when he saw me, that solidified it in his head that I'm going to do something. You know, he didn't know where it was going to lead to, but he believed that there's work going to be done. So there was friction. I wouldn't say there wasn't friction. There was friction. Family members, I don't want to go into deep into it, but family members would talk, you would hear family members talking, you would hear people judging you for the decision that you took, even though they don't understand anything about your life.
Do you think as Ghanaians, we tend to judge a lot?
A lot. A lot. People like to give ideas or people like to give suggestions like they fully understand what is really going on, but they don't.
Mm.
They really don't. So that is something that even happened with me, because even my mom, when I completed SHS, that my dad bought me forms for UDS that I should go. I couldn't trust that man. And I couldn't trust that when I'm going to the school, there's going to be full support like that. But this woman wouldn't listen, and like, because my senior brothers have completed EDS, I should at least complete the university, and then I can come and do whatever I want to do.
Okay. So I heard those same words. Mind you, I'm in London. I bet you anything, any dollar, any city, any pound. If I had said I didn't want to go to university, I would have ended up back in Ghana. I bet you anything.
The moment you said that.
My father always said that, Derek, I know you love music and I know you love what you do, but finish university.
Yeah.
He always said it. And at the end of that sentence would be, life is how you make it. And then I'm just thinking to myself, well, if life is how you make it, then
let me do it how I want.
But he won't listen. You know, even when simply by being abroad as people saw it,
yeah,
you know, you were a bugger, he still wanted you to go to university.
Right.
Now, so much so that I know people and I had friends who only went to university, which is what I'm going to get into, only went to university because they wanted to graduate for their parents.
Yes.
Today, they still don't have jobs.
Yes.
And some of them, after 10 years, is now that they are going back to university to study what they want to study to get a job.
Yeah.
That one is that is a huge problem we are having here, because
like
parents deciding what their kids should do in a university, even in SHS, it starts from there. Because maybe the kid would want to do maybe arts, or maybe want to do humocons or something. Mm-hmm. But then their parents are like, I want you to be a doctor, so go for the science.
Yeah.
The kid might be a brilliant student, but then the space you're putting them in, they are forcing. But then at the end of the day, they don't find interest in what they're doing. So they are just chewing and pouring for you to be happy, to impress you.
Yeah.
The same thing. So from the SHS, now their path is being directed. They have to do a science course at the university too. So that is what is going to happen there. So by the time they're done, they'll be doing a course, they might not even find a job in Ghana.
I heard somewhere
that
in Ghana, even the university can choose a course for some of the students.
You'd be the best to answer that.
Yeah, because I think me being a science student, my courses were limited. But this is the problem we are talking about here, because they lied to me. Oh, science is a general course. You can do a lot of course you want to. But when I was selecting the courses in the university, not every course that I could do.
Why?
I don't know. The system is programmed the way that if you're a science student, you have to do science-related courses.
Okay.
But then before that, they told me science students are like, we are like general arts, we could do anything. General arts, we could do what science. I didn't even understand. Like, it wasn't making sense to me at that point. But
what I'm hearing is, when they actually get to the university, because the university just wants to fill up the courses, they push people into courses.
Yeah, I heard that too. Yeah, I heard that too.
I can't say for sure.
Someone was speaking to me, it's like their thought process is that at the end of the day, university is also a business. They need to make money, right?
It is, so
because of that, if I say I want to go and do marketing in the university, they won't just give me marketing to go and do. No, they would add all these other things that are unnecessary in our eyes. And they will say it is necessary, but in my eyes, I know it is unnecessary. They'll give you all these things because they still have to make money to fill up the spaces and to fill up all these other things.
Okay,
But again, I'm not an expert in it. But that's what when I was having a conversation with someone who is now working, like they are grown and they are going back to uni doing evening classes, and we're saying something like that it's a business. So all the other things need to be filled.
Yeah, from what I understand is if you come into the University of Ghana, or like per se, like University of Ghana is what I know, it's only I think in the first year that they add some unnecessary course that you have to do compulsory. But then I think after the first year, it's up to you to add it, because we do combine and major, like single major and then combine. So you can choose to add some courses to what you're already doing as your main, and you can choose to focus on what you're doing. Yeah, so in the University of Ghana, I think that one is your own choice. It's not the school that gives to you.
Right.
I don't know about the others, though, but in the University of Ghana, I think that's
awesome.
That is.
Makes sense. Connected Minds Podcast.